Today we're going to do the Hakdama of the Ahavas Chesed of the Chafetz Chaim. This is not the first Chafetz Chaim Hakdama that we've done this year. We did the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama to the Mishnah Berurah. I don't remember if we did Chelek Aleph and Chelek Gimel or just one, but we did the Hakdama to the Mishnah Berurah. The Ahavas Chesed is probably a bit of a lesser known Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim. And So the Galdus of the Chafetz Chaim, as we mentioned last time, is evident in a number of unique characteristics that the Chafetz Chaim had that we don't find commonly amongst Gedolei Yisrael. First of all, whereas most Gedolei Yisrael were very eager to publish their Chidushim on Shas, their Shalos and Tshuvas, their Chidushim on Chumash, Chafetz Chaim never published books like that. He never published books that everybody else was publishing. He published books where he saw a need in Klal Yisrael, where he saw that there was something missing, that there was Jewish literature had a need, and there was a void that needed to be filled, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim set out to do with the Mishnah Berurah, what he set out to do with Shmiras HaLashon, with the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and with the Sefer Ahavas Chesed. So obviously the need that he saw was, he felt that people either didn't know enough about Chesed, or didn't appreciate, by know enough, I mean didn't know the halachos of what's considered a Chesed, to what extent our obligation of doing Chesed goes, nor do they appreciate the magnitude and the importance of Chesed, and he thought that it was critical to write a Sefer that expresses both of those things. Now, the Chafetz Chaim had a special gift that perhaps is sometimes underrated, and that people don't always think of this first or second or third when they think of the Chafetz Chaim, and that is the gift of, in spite of his being a great, great genius, who had an incredible breadth and depth of knowledge, he was able to communicate things in extremely simple, straightforward kind of language. That was the welcome. That was the Galdus of the Chafetz Chaim. That was part of the Galdus of the Chafetz Chaim. If you read Ahavas Chesed, you open up Ahavas Chesed, any fool who could read simple Hebrew could connect to Ahavas Chesed, could read Ahavas Chesed, and will be able to get something out of Ahavas Chesed. And the same could be said about many of the Sifrei Chafetz Chaim. Now, what I found interesting when I opened up the Ahavas Chesed to look at the Hakdama, I first saw the Haskamos. So the first Haskama was given by two Rabbanim that I didn't know who they were. And basically the whole Haskama said, the first Haskama said, we know that the rules of lending money and doing that kind of chesed with people aren't really so necessary for us, because the great czar has made laws that of course we follow. It's like they're literally writing a letter to the censor, you know. Of course, and the censor is so handsome, and you know, it's as if they're so that was clearly the purpose of that askama. But then he got a second askama, and the askama was from the Netziv. The Netziv wrote Haskama to the Chafetz Chaim. So I want to just mention a little bit about what the Netziv says in Haskama before we move on to the Chafetz Chaim's own Hakdama. The Netziv writes that, first of all, the Chafetz Chaim has a reputation that everything the Chafetz Chaim does, everything he writes, he does extremely well. He does a thorough job and a very clear job, and therefore, just like he has proven himself with the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, which he published when he was 35 years old, a little bit humbling for those of us who are 35 years old right now, but he said the in addition to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim that he published when he was 35 years old, and the Sefer Mishnah Berurah that was published over time, and the Sefer, this Sefer Ahavas Chesed is another prime example of how when the Chafetz Chaim puts his mind to a task, he really does it extremely thoroughly and extremely well and extremely clearly. But then the Netziv goes off on his own discussion of the value of Chesed, and he says, you know, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, the world is based on Chesed, the foundation of the world is Chesed. And he says, Avard in the Pasuk, he quotes from his own Sefer on Chumash, the Netziv quotes from the Hamak Davar, in the Harchav Davar section of the Hamak Davar, and he says, the Pasuk says that Chava gave birth to a child, Vatosef lo ledes es achiv es hevel. That first she gave birth to Cain, and then she added another child, she had an additional birth, his brother Hevel. So asks the Netziv, what would have been lost had the Torah said Vatosaf Laledas as Hevel? We know there were only two people who could have been parents in the world at that time. There was Adam and there was Chava. So obviously, if Chava gave birth to Cain and then Chava gave birth to Hevel, Obviously, Hevel is Kayin's brother. What is this great chiddush of Es Achiv? What is the Torah adding? So says the Netziv, what the Torah is adding is that there is a concept of brotherhood in humanity. That built into humanity from the very beginning is that we are not just all here as individuals, but there's a concept of Achva. There's a concept of brotherhood amongst humanity, and brotherhood means that we look out for each other, that we try to protect each other. That's what it should mean, and that's why it went so wrong when Cain killed Hevel, because it wasn't just Stam, someone killing another person, an individual and another individual. It was supposed to be Es Achiv. That's what introduced the world. And notice, he says, this happened not in the days of, the Torah does not only emphasize this in the days of Avram Avinu or the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is before there was such a thing as a Jew. The concept of Achva is something built into humanity. It's not by behemoths. Unlike what Disney and Pixar will tell you, animals don't really have like this family connection. Like brothers don't hang out together and play ball in the jungle, you know, with brother lions or whatever. Like it doesn't really work that way. But in humanity, we have this intense sense of achva. And he said, if that's true, that the idea of chesed and doing good for a brother is true of goyim as well, then why isn't it listed amongst the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach in Maseches Sanhedrin? So he says, because there's kumva ase lo kachashiv. Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach mostly is what not to do. The positive things that one is supposed to do, to lend money, and to do chesed, and to go out of your way, those kinds of things typically don't make it into the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but rest assured, it is something that B'nei Noach are expected to do as well. And that's why he says, the Anshe Sedom, or Chayiv Misa, for not being machzik yidei ani ve'evyon, for not helping out the poor, for being so cruel to those who needed help, which is which one could ask. Well, they don't have a mitzvah of chesed. It's not one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. No, it is amongst the chiyuvim of B'nei Noach, and they are faulted for that. All of humanity is expected to be decent, caring, good people who worry about other people. That is not a uniquely Jewish thing. That is something that is for all of humanity. That's part of what the Netziv calls the tzuras ha'adam. The very tzura of what a human being is supposed to be includes that. Now, even though it is something that is part of just being a human being, the Torah still teaches us viz chazak debo, and in kesef talveh, that we still have mitzvos that tell us that we have to, even though, of course, a guy's got to do it too, because it's just part of being a good human being, but still, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw it necessary to put mitzvos in the Torah about lending money to somebody else, about helping somebody else in a time of need. Now, why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu do that if it's already included in what's required of all of humanity? Why would we need separate mitzvos in the Torah? So says the Netziv, I'll give you an example of where else we have this. Kibud av v'eim, pashul mitzvah. Everyone's got to do it. A guy also has to do kibud av v'eim. In fact, when the Chumash wants to give us the paradigm of who observes kibud av v'eim better than anybody else, it gives us Esav, a guy. When the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin wants to give us a paradigm of who observes kibud av v'eim better than anybody else, it gives us Dama ben Nesina, a guy, observe Kibud Av V'Eim. Because Kibud Av V'Eim, it's logical, it makes sense, it's part of being a human being, is that if you come from people who birthed you and raised you, that you have to have respect for them. I mean, that's built into the Bria. Yet, Kabeda Savicha Vesimecha, L'man Yarichun Yemecha L'Adama Asher Hashem Elkecha Nosein Lach. You have to have Kibud Av V'Eim, because that's going to give you Arichus Yamin Al Ha'Adama Asher Hashem Elkecha Nosein Lach in Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? Don't I have to do Kibud Av V'Eim anyway? So says the Netziv, here's another example of where we find that the Torah is dafka mitzaveh, something that we would have known logically anyway. And the idea is that the Torah takes something that would have been a chiyuv from logic and elevates it to an additional status of like a chok. That's something that we do with more deep and significant religious implications. That when we do Kibud Av V'Eim, it's not the same Kibud Av V'Eim that a guy does. And when we lend money to somebody else, it's not the same lending money that a guy does. Because we don't only do it because we're human beings, we have this additional kiyum of doing it because we're Jews, because that's what it says in the Torah. And that raises it to a new level. And he says, therefore, if a person if it doesn't make sense, let's say you have a situation where halachos of lending money don't really make logical sense, you still have to observe those halachos. Because even though, let's say, a person is begging you, please lend me money, and, you know, beribis, I don't want to take any free gifts from you, so I don't want to take any money without ribis, and everyone else is charging ribis, just please, everyone else is charging 8%, just charge me 1%. 1% ribis, please, I'll be so grateful to you. And it feels like a great chesed we're doing for the person. And after all, I can invest that money in a Geisha bank and I'll make my, whatever, my 4%, 5%. I invest it with this guy, I give my money to this guy, he's only going to give me 1%. What a great chesed that is. No, logically, it says that's a great chesed I'm doing for him. So if it were only medina, humanity, that this is how human beings have to treat each other, so then I would be allowed to lend him beribis. But because our mitzvos involve more than just being good human beings, it goes beyond being a good human being, it goes into the mitzvos of the Torah, so it takes on its own status. That's what the Netziv says. The Avas Chesed, the Sefer Avas Chesed, in his Haskamat Avas Chesed, is here to contribute that idea, the idea that that we can rise to certain levels with our doing of Chesed, that otherwise, just by being good people, and just by using our intuition of what's right and what's wrong, we would not be able to rise to. I saw actually this morning Rabbi Tzal Rudinsky in his Mishkan Betzalel has a similar quote from Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in Tferes Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz develops a similar idea to what the Netziv says, that when a Jew does a mitzvah as commanded in the Torah, it rises to a level of a chok, of something that's not logical, which we get greater schar for. Because he says that's the pshat in the pasuk, in b'chukosai telechu, ves mishpatai, what's the word? Not telechu, tishmoru. Why is it telechu by a chok, tishmoru by a mishpat? So tishmoru by a mishpat. So he says by a chok, since it goes against our netiya, a chok goes against our natural inclination, it goes against what we would think is the normal thing to do, so therefore it's telechu, we really grow with that, we really move with that, we really develop religiously with that. With a mishpat, it's something that makes sense in our natural netiya, it makes sense not to steal, it makes sense to be decent to other people, so tishmru, we do need to safeguard them, and we do need to follow them, but that's not where we're going to find our ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch, our ultimate growth, because we would have done it anyway. But he said, what's the trick? The trick is, what happens? So he says, that's why, that's Pshat in the Gemara, Ben Ishchai explains, the Gemara in Kiddush, with Dam Ben Nesina. He does this incredible Kibra Veim, and what happens? As Schar for that, a Paraduma is born into his flock, and he sells it to the Jewish people for an exorbitant sum of money. Right? So the Ben Ishchai explains, why Dafka Paraduma? Because here he did the ultimate Mishpat, the ultimate mitzvah that made sense. He's a guy, so he did a mitzvah that made a lot of sense. Kibud Ava'im. So what does he get? So there's great kitrug against Klal Yisrael up in Shemayim. Look what this guy is doing. And sometimes Jews fail in this very basic mitzvah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him paraduma to show, look what a Jew is going to do for a chok. Look how a Jew goes out of his way, and they're going to spend all this money for the ultimate chok, for paraduma. And that is on a different madrega. So the idea of chesed is something that's built into humanity, yet we are supposed to elevate it with a uniquely Jewish flavor. That is the message the Netziv has in his Haskama to the Avas Chesed. Now let's move on to the actual Hakdama of the Avas Chesed. And you should realize that there is a Hakdama, and then there's a Psicha Lemidas HaChesed. He has two different sections. The Hakdama is just a general introduction to the Sefer, and Psicha Lemidas HaChesed, he describes the actual importance of the Midas HaChesed before he gets into the guf of the Sefer itself. So first of all, says the Chafetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest Baal Chesed in the world. The fact that we breathe every day, he keeps supplying us with oxygen, he keeps allowing blood to run through our veins, he keeps giving us food to put on our tables. It's an incredible Chesed. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Kulo Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest Baal Chesed on the planet at any given moment. Hashem does chesed with everybody, and he especially does chesed with Klal Yisrael, because we are considered banim l'makom, and there's no greater chesed than the chesed a person does for their children. There's no greater chesed than the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So where does our mitzvah of chesed primarily come from in the Torah? It doesn't say asei chesed in the Chumash. Where does our mitzvah primarily come from? Because the Chumash keeps telling us v'halachta b'drachav. that we're supposed to be like Hashem. We don't have any comprehension of what Hashem is, what Hashem is like. I mean, there are Ma'amari Chazal about what his schedule is like, but we don't even know what that means. That that he plays with the Leviathan for a little bit each day. He does, we have no idea what all this is talking about. So what does it mean to be like Hashem? It means how the Chumash describes Hashem. Look how Hashem is Mevaker Cholam Avram Avinu. Look how he's Malbish Arumim for Adam and Chava. Look how he's Rachum V'Chanun. How he has all this mercy on all these people throughout all the stories of Tanakh and later on and ever since then. That's what we're supposed to mimic. That's what we're supposed to imitate. And in that way, we latch on to godliness, and there are 8 different places in Chumash that we're told in some way or another to follow in the ways of Hashem, and really it's the underlying assumption of almost every mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, is that this is what God would do, and therefore it's what we should do. However, one might think, I'm a bal chesed because I want to do good for other people. I care about other people, and therefore I become a bal chesed by I am doing such a noble thing, because this person that otherwise would have suffered terribly is now going to be okay because I took care of them. The Chafetz Chaim writes that is not the correct pshat in the goodness that we feel when we do chesed. The Torah tells us you do chesed l'tov lach, because it's good for you, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our help. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to have money, to have food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give the person money, he can give the person food. How does the person develop? Why do I have a role in the chesed? So it's like the Gemara says in Maseches Babasu, Chafetz Chaim doesn't quote it, but the Gemara says in Babasu, the conversation that we've mentioned many times between Rabbi Akiva and Tirnus Rav HaSarasha, that Tirnus Rav HaSarasha says to Rabbi Akiva, a very simple kasha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Anim so much, if he loves poor people so much, Lama Eino Mefarnes? He's God. Can't he just print some more money and give it to them? Why does he need me to give my money to them? If God loves them, let God take care of them. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you fool. It's not, he doesn't say you fool, but he says, no, that's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us to give tzedakah to Aniyim because the Aniyim need it. He asks us to give tzedakah to the Aniyim because we need it. We need that mitzvah. We need to be that shutaf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what's so empowering and so ennobling about chesed. That when we do chesed, we give tzedakah, we are shluchei hamakom. We took the responsibility of becoming the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of this person one way or another, but I didn't have to be involved. And by me being involved, I've been able to experience a sense of godliness, a sense of halachta bedrachav, a sense of what it means to be a partner together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's nothing as exhilarating as being a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where else are we partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Parenthood, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin says there are 3 shloshah shutfin yesh ba'adam ava ve'ima v'akadosh baruch hu. That's perhaps part of the reason that it's so exhilarating to become a parent. Mirtz Hashem, you'll experience one day being in that delivery room and they say it's a boy, it's a girl, whatever, and it's just this incredible moment that you can't really capture in words, no matter how many words and no matter how many emotions you felt in your life, you can't really capture it. So part of that exhilaration may very well be the fact that you are partnering with the Ribono Shel, that here you created a life together with the Ribono Shel. Chesed, when you do chesed, you feel so good. Why do you feel so good? Because that person would have been destitute without you? No, that should not be the reason you feel so good. You feel so good because you were zoche, you were so fortunate to be the one who is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shutaf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in helping this person out. And then the Chafetz Chaim develops a very important yisod, and I first read this a couple of days ago, and I've already seen it in countless Ma'amari Chazal, where the Chafetz Chaim doesn't even quote. And that yisod is that chesed and Torah are partners. They go hand in hand. That we know the value of Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. We always emphasize the value of Torah. Every yeshiva worth anything emphasizes the value of Talmud Torah. But what we sometimes fail to see is the equal value of chesed, of how chesed and Torah together are meant to work as partners. It's not okay to have a hashkafa that, Torah's for boys and chesed's for girls, as many people have that hashkafa. You tell people DRS has a chesed requirement for the boys. I thought DRS was an old boys' school. Why do they have a chesed requirement? Isn't that only for... No, that's... Yes, we do believe that boys also are supposed to do chesed. Chafetz Chaim, I think, knew how to learn a little bit, and yet he still held that it's okay, that it's mutter, it's at least mutter, to do chesed. So how can he say such a scandalous thing that would have gotten him put in chayrim today? Say that chesed and Torah could be mentioned in the same breath, that they're like partners with each other. So he says, Pasuk Mishlei, Bechesed ve'emes yichaper avon. Chesed and emes together are mechaper avonos. What is emes? What is the ultimate emes? Torah's emes. That we have the Torah's kulo emes. It's the Shemos of Shalkarosh Baruch Hu. It's the symbol of emes. And yet, what else joins up with emes to give us kapara? Chesed. The chesed of emes yichaper avon. That's how the Gemara Brachos Tafei interprets it. Emes is Torah and chesed is chesed. And the two of them together give us kapara. Where do we find that it gives us kapara? Says the Avos Rabbi Nassim, the Chavetz Chaim quotes a couple of places in the Sefer. Pam achas hayu Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai yotzim Yerushalayim vayu Rabbi Yeshua holich acharav. One time Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai was walking outside Yerushalayim and Rabbi Yeshua was walking behind him. V'rah beis hamikdash charav, and he saw the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Om Rabbi Yeshua, oy lanu al zeh, shu charav makom shemechaprim Yisrael. Woe unto us that we've lost the place where we can get kapara. That's where we brought karbanos. That's where we got all of our kapara. Amar lo b'ni al yerilecha. Yesh lanu kapara achas shi kamosa. No, don't worry. We have another kapara that equals the kapara that the Beis HaMikdash gave us. Ve'eze zegmilus chasadim. Shenemar ki chesed chafatzti velo zevach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what I really want? Chesed. I'm interested in your chesed velo zevach, not the karbanos. The karbanos themselves, the Nevi'im tell us, the karbanos themselves didn't mean anything. It's what the karbanos represented. It's when the karbanos represented a sincere sense of tshuva, a sincere sense of changing the way we act, of affecting the way we act, that's when karbanos become very meaningful, right? What does the Mishnah Maseches Tainis tell us? That on the fast days they used to have, when it didn't rain, so they would have a whole procedure of what they would do. Everyone would put ashes on their head, and they would all sit on the floor, and then the zakein of the community would get up and would start giving tocha, would start giving musar, and what would he say to them? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see your ashes? You think he wants to see you on the floor? That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see. He wants to see you change your ma'isim. He wants to see you act differently. If the ashes are a reflection of a sincere change of heart in the way we're going to behave, if sitting on the floor is a reflection of a sincere commitment to do better, that's what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. But just to stop to the externals, a carbon itself is an external also, the Nevi'im tell us. It's only when it reflects a sincere sense of wanting to do good. So chesed is what is mechaper avonos. And that's why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud-Ches tells us that the Bnei Eli, where the Navi tells us, the Bnei Eli were cursed, that Yamusu Anashim, that all descendants of Eli HaKohen were going to die at a very young age, very young. They were not going to live past the age of 20. Says the Gemara, Abaye and Rava were both descendants of Eli. How did they manage? How did they live longer than 20? Because the Pasuk says that Bezevach u'Bemincha eino mischaper, that even though the Bnei Eli are going to try to bring all the Karbanos in the world, it's not going to be mechaper for them, it's not going to help. But Chazal saw within that Pasuk, yes, Bezevach u'Bemincha eino mischaper, you're not going to get kapara with Karbanos, but therein lies the hint of where you will find kapara. Where will you find kapara? Torah and Chesed. Those are the two things that can give you kapara. Rava says the Gemara was Osek in Torah, so he lived one extra lifespan of the Bnei Eli. Bnei Eli was supposed to live to 20, Rava lived till 40. Abaye was Osek in Torah and Chesed, he lived two extra lifespans. Notice, Torah got 20 years, Chesed got an additional 20, not an additional 2, 3, 4, 5, an additional 20. Chesed and Torah are partners in Arichus Yamin, in giving us the Zuchus of Arichus Yamin, just like they are partners in Kaparas Avonos. And also, the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Chesem Beis tells us that Shaul Talmidim Rabbi Lazar, Ma Yasa Adam Yenatzel Mechevlo Shal Mashiach. What should a person do to be saved from the pain of the times of Mashiach? Amar Lahem, Yasok, B'Torah, B'Gemilus Chasadim. Gotta do both. Torah and Gemilus Chasadim, and that's going to save us in the end of the day. And this comes up all over the place, that Chesed provides us with this incredible sense of Arichas Yamin, this ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this ability to face the coming of Mashiach with dignity, an incredible ability that Chesed has. And the Chavetz Chaim says, you know, it's this incredibly empowering and lofty ideal to be a Baal Chesed. The Medrash Rabbah in Rus Rabbah, when we read Rus on Shavuos, the Medrash Rabbah in Rus Rabbah tells us that Baal Chesed, Medrash actually has a much more dramatic presentation than what I wrote out on your sheets. It's actually in the Hakdama that's printed in the back. He quotes this remarkable Medrash Rabbah, where the Medrash Rabbah says, Bo Re'e, Shivchan Shal Baal Tzedakah V'Gom Lechesed, She'ein chosin lo b'tzal shachar, v'lo b'tzal kanfei aretz, v'lo b'tzal kanfei shemesh, v'lo b'tzal kanfei chayos, v'lo b'tzal kanfei kruvim, v'lo b'tzal kanfei srafim. What's the Medrash doing? The Medrash is saying, where does the Baal Chesed belong? You might think he should be protected by the lower angels. No, he's higher than that. The higher angels. No, he's higher than that. The highest angels, the Kruvim, maybe. He should be protected by them. Says the Medrash Noel, Bitzel Misha Amar Vahaya Ha'olam. The Baal Chesed belongs in the direct protection, under the wings, literally, of Misha Amar Vahaya Ha'olam, of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And therefore, when one, and again, that paints the imagery is that when you do chesed, the extent to which we do chesed is the extent to which we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the mahu afata, the halachta bedrachav. We become like God, close to God. We build bridges to God through our chesed. And therefore, it stands to reason, even though we try to keep this positive, that if we fail to do chesed, that ultimately we are distancing ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we call it pen yel davar levavcha b'liya'al lemer karva shnas hasheva. So the Alkut Shemoni says, have a zara shalotimna rachamim shakolamanea rachamim makish la'ovdei avodah zara uporik malchus shamayim me'alav shnemar b'liya'al. That b'liya'al means someone who's a lowlife, it means b'liya'al, without the loftiness of someone who connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message. It's ki'ilu we're over devil desara, because we're removing ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do people stink at this? Why do people fail so badly at this? And you should know, the Chavetz Chaim wrote Avos Chesed, and it began a revolution. All of a sudden, they were popping up all over the place. It became very popular. The Sefer became very popular. It's not as popular nowadays, but it became very, very popular. And people started all sorts of organizations that involved Bikur Cholim organizations, Hachnas Zorchim organizations. They were inspired by the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. And to our great credit, to the great credit of the Jewish communities throughout the world, we do have an incredible number of organizations that are designed to help people. But and the flip side of that is sometimes you have organizations and you start to think to yourself, you know what, there's an organization that takes care of that. I don't need to get involved. There's I don't need to be Mavarka Cholim. There's Chai Lifeline for that. I don't need to be involved. I don't need to do Achnas Kala. There's this Achnas Kala fund that takes care of that. But we're supposed to participate also, even if we're not wealthy. So why do people fail? It says either people don't realize the scope of the requirement. For instance, they don't realize that you don't have to be rich to do chesed, nor do they realize that you can actually do chesed with rich people. They think chesed is for the rich people to do with the poor. Rich people do for poor, that's called chesed. That is not true. I mean, that is true, but it's also more, so much more than that. Poor people can do chesed also. Poor people can do chesed begufam, if not bimamonam. And we can do chesed. There are plenty of rich people who are terribly lonely and terribly frustrated and need lots of help. And we're able to do, not only that, we do chesed im hamesim. Not only do we do chesed im hamesim, it's considered the ultimate chesed, the chesed we do with mesim. It's considered, Rashi and Chumash, chesed shel emes. Because it's the chesed that we're not mitzapel, l'tashlum gemul. And chesed comes in so many different forms. So number one, he says, I have to write this book because people don't realize the scope of chesed. Second reason I have to write this book is people don't realize how important chesed is. Not only do they not realize when it applies and who it applies to, they don't realize the great benefit of doing chesed, both in olam haba, which you can't really expect people to realize, but also in olam hazeh. Dr. Pelkovitz always speaks about what he calls affluenza. Right? Do you ever hear him speak about this? Affluenza, the problem that we have in the, I don't think he coined the term, I think it's from some other famous psychologist that coined the term, that the problem we have in affluent communities, that our kids are a bunch of jerks, that they're not nice people, they don't do for other people, they don't care about other people, they're self-centered, they want, they don't have appreciation of their parents, and he says that's part of, part of what creates that that attitude in people is a sense of never having to have done for others. And it hurts them as human beings, as individuals. Meaning, Nebuch, they are victims of not being expected to do chesed. When you're not expected to help out other people and do other people, you never develop a very important part of your neshama. And then you become the kind of person that people don't like because you're just not a thoughtful person. And you become very self-centered. And no one likes a self-centered person. People only are always more attracted to humble people, to understated people, to people who are always looking at others and not at themselves. So it turns out that children growing up in the slums are, you know, who have to, you know, take care of their three baby sisters and brothers when the mother's working a second job and there's no dad around, they're actually developing into better people, you know, than the people who are given all the privileges and all the education in the world. Because becoming a Baal Chesed helps you develop as a human being. It helps you in Olam Hazeh, not only in Olam Haba. So Chavetz Chaim says, here's my Sefer. There are three parts of the Sefer. First part is the halachos. Halachos of Chesed, particularly the halachos of lending money, the halachos of paying workers on time. Second part is, I'm going to try to describe the amazing schar for doing chesed and the amazing onesh for failing to do chesed and how important these midos are. And third part is, I'm going to go through detailed categories of chesed. Hachnasas orchim, bigur cholim, right? Detailed categories of different types of chesed. And he calls the sefer Avas Chesed based on the pasuk in the sixth parak of Micha. Higidacha adam matov, uma Hashem dorish mimcha, ki im asos, Mishpat the Ahavas Chesed. What does Hashem want from us? He wants us to do justice and to love Chesed. Ahavas Chesed. So that is the introduction to the Sefer. But then he moves on to the Psicha, to describe what Chesed is all about. And he really does something amazing at the beginning of the Psicha. He says that, you know, there's a famous Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudal. The Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Simloi, Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim, V'Sofa Gemilas Chasadim. Torah starts with Chesed and ends with Chesed. Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim D'Chsiv, Ayas Hashem Elokim L'Adam L'Ishto, Kasnol Zor V'Yil B'Shem. It starts with Gemilas Chasadim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes clothing for Adam and Chava. What a great chesed. He was Malbish Arumim, literally. They were literally Arumim, and he made clothing for them. An amazing, amazing chesed. And the end is Gemilas Chasadim, because what's the ultimate chesed? Shalemes is chesed that you do with Mameisim. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So that final act in Chumash is, in fact, an act of chesed. An amazing, amazing message that the Chumash tries to send us. So that's a Gemara. That you don't need the Chavetz Chaim for, right? I mean, unless you didn't know the Gemara, then you need the Chavetz Chaim to tell you that Gemara. But the Chavetz Chaim says, but what goes unstated in the Gemara is that if the Torah starts with chesed and it finishes with chesed, that everything in between must also be chesed. And he says, let me show you how. And he starts going through parsha by parsha. He says, in Parshas Bereishis we find chesed, in Noach, in Lachcha, Vayera, and you think he's going to stop after the first couple of examples and just say v'chule, v'chule. He gets all the way to, I think, Mishpatim, before he says, you get the idea. The rest of it is also about chesed. He goes through Mamish, one after the other. He says in Parshas Bereishis, where does the Chumash start? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the bone from Adam HaRishon and he makes him a wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava. He braided L'Chava, or he got Chava ready, all for Adam HaRishon. The ultimate chesed you could ever do to a person while he's alive is finding a Mashiach. Is there anything, any greater thing than that? You find the person a wife and he becomes so much more happy and complete. Vayevieh al Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a shushvin la Adam. What does a shushvin mean? The Gemara in Brachos of Samach Aleph. He became one of the people who helped Adam come to the chuppah to be with Chava. Parshas Noach. Noach drinks from the wine after the mabul. Vayikach shem v'yefes asasimla v'yasimla alshchem shnehem v'yichas v'servas aviyem. So he has two sons who do a chesed. They're malbish arumim. They go and they take the clothing, they save him from bizayon that he was currently experiencing. Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu saves Lot. He's Mekayim Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha. We learned about Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha this year in Sanhedrin. Avram Avinu was Mekayim it. So he says in a footnote, says the Chavetz Chaim, but wait a second. The Avos from Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Shelo Nitna. That's why Avraham Avinu knew about Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Now, do you really need to say that? You could say that it was built into the Bria, that that's even for Bnei Noach, Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha, that it's Achva, that's the chesed that one is that everybody is supposed to have. But the Chofetz Chaim says this was no, that additional kiyum of a Jew doing chesed. Parshas Vayera, obvious, that's the easiest. It starts out, and where does Vayera love Hashem Be'alonai Ma'amre, and what happens? And then the Malachim come, and there's Bikur Cholim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with Avram. Then Hachras Zarchim that Avram Avinu does with the Malachim. So this whole thing is all about Chesed. We also see Avram Avinu davening for the people of Sodom. Also a great act of Chesed. And why were the people of Sodom punished? Because they failed to do Chesed. Right? So it was all about Chesed. Now, the truth is, says the Chavetz Chaim in a footnote in the Psicha, that it says that Hashem says, I have to tell Avram, I'm a chassad ime Avram, I can't cover this up from Avram, b'avur asher yitzave ez bonav ez beso achrov lishmor derech Hashem lasos tzedaka u mishpat, that I know that Avram Avinu is going to teach his children to go in the derech Hashem to do tzedaka and mishpat. So asks the Chavetz Chaim, tzedaka and mishpat are actually contradictory. Mishpat means strict justice. Tzedaka means I'm going to do more than I'm supposed to. And mishpat would mean, I earned this money, you didn't, I don't care that you need it, go earn your own money if you want it. That would be mishpat, this is my money, right? Tzedakah is, I earned this money, I have this mitzvah to help you out and to give you for free of charge, to give you this money. So isn't that a contradiction? So says the Chavetz Chaim, so beautiful, that tzedakah and mishpat each have their place. One is in situations where you're dealing with how you expect others to treat you, and the other is how you are expected to treat others. When you deal with other people, the expectations should never be above the standard of mishpat. Don't expect people to throw things at you, give you extra, you know, throw in a little extra here, a little extra there, be extra concerned about you, do more, and don't be upset at them when they don't do tzedakah. Our expectations should be that others treat us with mishpat. What is expected of us is to treat other people with tzedakah. And in that level, both tzedakah and mishpat play a critical role in our lives. That's why the Gemara says in Bamatzia, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim El Shemidu Divrayim Al Din Torah, that we followed exactly the dinim in dealing with other people, but we never went beyond that. We never did the tzedakah. We treated other people with mishpat. We didn't only wait for them to treat us with mishpat, we treated them with mishpat. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, Kolam Mavril Midosav, Mavirin Lo Al Kol Psha'av. If a person is very... Is very forgiving and doesn't stand on ceremony, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mochel as pshayim, right? He's not going to be upset by other people with perceived mistreatment by other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him out. So I went through the whole list over here. We don't have that much time left, so I don't want to go through, you know, every single parsha, but the Chafetz Chaim goes through. Sorry, he skips told us, but Vayetze, Vayishal, Vayishal, Mikets, Vigash, Vayichi, Shemos, skips Va'era and Bo, Bishalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, and then he jumps all the way to Bahar, where we have Gulas Krovim, Mechai Achicha Yimach, as in this week's parasha. So that's also an act of chesed. And he says, but the truth is, we don't really have to go through parasha by parasha, even though he does for many of them, to find chesed. It's built into so many of the mitzvos of the Torah. Leket, Shicha, Peah, what is that? Those are matnos aniyim, things that we leave for the poor person. Shemitah, Shemitah's Ksafim, we forgive loans. Hashavas and we're mafkir our fields that any person could come in and take. Hashavas Aveda, Prikotina, all of these things, they're all chesed. There's no way you could list every example of chesed in the Torah. Just suffice it to say that lo leches bidrachav kol hayam means to constantly do chesed every single day, and not just to have some minimal amount of chesed activity, but it's in kol haTorah kula. I'm reminded of what I mentioned to you last week or a couple of weeks ago, when they asked Rav Kook why he was so into Eretz Yisrael, he's so crazed about Eretz Yisrael this, Eretz Yisrael that, and he said he's just trying to form his personality based on what the Torah has, and the Torah has Eretz Yisrael in every single parsha, from Lech Lecha all the way until the end. So his personality was one that emphasized Eretz Yisrael. The same could be said of chesed. Chesed is emphasized in so many of the parshios, so it's not abnormal to emphasize chesed. It's someone who has a Torah personality should emphasize chesed. Then Chavetz Chaim says, And this, he does something interesting. Instead of going into details about a person who violates specific averos, he says, if a person in general is a stingy person, if a person in general is not a generous person, not a kind person, then I'm going to give you a list of averos that you're not going to necessarily violate every day. You're not necessarily going to violate with every act of stinginess, but a list of averos that I can guarantee you, if you develop a personality of someone who's not generous, of someone who is stingy, of someone who's not giving, I can guarantee you at some point or another, you will violate all of the averos that I'm about to mention. And this is one of the Chafetz Chaim's favorite styles. This is something he does throughout Sefer Chafetz Chaim as well, where he tells you how many averos you could violate if you fail to do this. You know, if you tell Lashon Hara, so he goes through how many averos you could violate if a person is a stingy person. So first of all, he says, a person doesn't want to lend money because he knows that Shemitah year is coming up. Terrible avera. Person is a stingy person, likely to violate that avera. Lo sikom, we were just talking about in the after l'reach kamocha shir. Lo sikom lo sitar v'after l'reach kamocha ani Hashem. A person doesn't want to lend things to other people as retribution because they didn't lend things to him, or he does lend things to them, but he throws in a little line about how I'll be nice to you even though you aren't nice to me. And he says, you know, grudges are a very silly thing. To hold a grudge against somebody is ultimately extremely short-sighted and narrow-minded. Because what are we holding a grudge about? Usually, it's 90% of the time it's about money. It's about, you know, someone or respect. Someone didn't respect me enough, someone didn't give me enough money, you know, or they owed me money, they took money. Ultimately, it's about things like that. And the truth is, Kol divrei ha'olam hazeh hevel va'avai. Nothing in this world is worth holding a grudge over. Everything in olam hazeh ultimately is emptiness, is shallowness, is not something that's significant. And the Chafetz Chaim explains in a footnote, that's why Pasuk says, ki sisav re'acha masas mu'uma lo savor el beis alavot avoto. You're not allowed to go to take collateral from someone who owes you money, break into his, go into his house forcefully and go and take collateral from him. You have to wait outside and let him bring it out to you. You're not allowed to go into his house. How does the Torah say it? If there's masas mu'uma, what does mu'uma mean? Says Rashi, chov shel klum. If he owes you a little something, nothing, you know, chov shel klum, a nothing, you shouldn't go and force him to give you a collateral. Frekt Chafetz Chaim, chov shel klum, wouldn't it have been a bigger chiddush to say, even if he owes you $1 billion, you shouldn't go and force him to give you collateral, you shouldn't go into his house to take collateral? Wouldn't that have been a much greater chiddush? Why did it say, if he owes you a little nothing? Of course if he owes me a little nothing, I shouldn't go crazy about it. But tell me if he owes me $1 billion, I shouldn't go crazy about it. That would be a chiddush. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, it's defining for you. Whatever he owes you, by definition, is a chov shel klum. Because what does he owe you already? He owes you something in olam hazeh. He owes you a little something. Think about what you owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu could demand of us, could make our lives miserable because of all that he has given us. In comparison to that, even if your friend owes you $1 billion, you know what it is? It's mu'uma. It's a chov shel klum. Ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. And that's the perspective that we're supposed to have when dealing with people who owe us money. Another violation, he says, that you could violate by not being a generous person is losam al adam re'echa. Sometimes people are in such dire straits that money is going to help them get out of a very, very difficult situation. And losam al adam re'echa is an avera that one could violate. Not only that, there are many positive mitzvahs that a Baal Chesed does all the time. V'alachta bidrachav, like we said before. V'odeis alem es haderech yelchuba. Let someone live with you, support him, strengthen him. Im kesef talves ami, yasani amech. Lend money to other people. All of these, and even though it says im kesef talve, which implies that you have a choice, im, if, over here the im is an imperative im. It's not if you want, it's you must lend money. And that mitzvah includes ashirim who need temporary loans also. Sometimes people are very wealthy, but they don't have liquidity. And giving them a little money to hold them over is also something that is a great mitzvah, says the Chafetz Chaim. It's not only for poor people. And that's Chafetz Chaim. I'll close with this. He says, you know, one of the things he says is how rich people Poor people very often think it's for rich people to do chesed. Let the rich people do it. I don't need to do it. He says, let me ask you something. Let's say someone came to you, Warren Buffett called you and said, I have a great investment. And trust me, I've seen a lot of good investments. There's never been a better one than this one. This is Google 8 years ago. I mean, this is huge. This is an incredible investment. It's Facebook 5 years ago, whatever. This is going to go off the charts. It's going to be unbelievable. You need to invest in this. I have no doubts about it. And you check it up with a few other experts, and they all tell you, yeah, unbelievable. And you don't really have the money, but you can push yourself a little bit and find the money to be able to make this investment. So what would you do? Would a person ever say in a million years, you know what, investments, that's for rich people. People like me don't make investments. Let the rich people make the investment. Let some rich guy invest in Google. Let some rich guy invest in it. People don't think that way. So he says, Kalvachomer, ben benoshel kalvachomer, if you have an opportunity to do a chesed, person should ever say, you know, that's for rich people to do chesed. Poor people don't do chesedim. People who don't have that much don't do it. It's for our own good. It's for our own benefit. L'tovlach. That's the ultimate message of the Sefer Avos Chesed.